Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So there's this thing in Ithaca. Did I tell you about this? There's a class in Ithaca, or it's a workshop, for women to learn basic carpentry skills.
That's very cool.
And it's such a good idea. And I'm, you know, I know a lot of normal people already know how to do these things, but I want to do this. It's like a 3-day thing.
Not so much carpentry anymore. I mean, especially like carpentry. I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. Like, I know some things from working in the shop.
I was just about to say, I feel like that's one of the places where women have an opportunity to
theater
is theater. Set building and that kind of thing. There were a lot of females. Mm-hmm. Females.
There were a lot of females.
Well, I mean, it was college. I am a robot. Like the women. Like I guess you could say women.
Young women. What is wrong with you? I guess you could call them women. I don't understand how things work.
I wouldn't say that there were a lot of men in the class either. Like,
that's because you aren't even a man right now.
There are a lot of weenies.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then what do I call the ladies?
Weenies?
Weenies and females, see?
Weenies and boobies.
Weemales?
What? No, not wieners.
Weemales.
Weemales. I don't know. It's women. You say it's like toddler.
Yeah, I know. They're over 18, so
wait,
they're women.
What? It goes from toddler to tween?
What is it between? Toddler?
Like child?
Child? But child could be a toddler.
Right. Maybe you call them women.
Women.
Toddler,
tweens.
Women, tweens, teens.
We're so stupid.
Then women again. You have to include again.
But maybe not in college.
God. No,
college there. What did we just say?
Toddler, women, tweens, teens. Females, women.
Weemales.
Again. Weemales. That was it. Yeah.
Weemales.
But the second time around, you have to say women again. You have to include the again.
Yeah. We're women again.
Yeah.
But what about boys? Are they women too? Like, is that how, with the aging of men?
So infant,
most of those terms aren't gender specific.
Men,
right. Men, okay.
Tweens, teens, bros, dudes,
bros, hoes. Depends on what you did in college.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know the rule: bros before hoes. That's what that's about. That's how you remember.
Yeah, what the hell did you? What the hell did you think that expression meant?
It's a mnemonic.
Oh my god.
And then after hoes, it's not women. So the women are women again, and men are not women.
Not women. Oh, man. There we go.
We ended the episode. It's over.
Thanks for listening.
Here we go. Previously on Pork Fried Dice, Pantoum Edition.
Oh.
Wait, what was that word?
This one go. Pantoum. Pantoum.
Is that like a pantomime?
That clears that up.
You'll see. You'll see. But first, Katie wants to chew her ice.
Choke. Mm.
I wrote down this one goes out to Coffee Confessor on Twitter.
There you go. That was somebody who tweeted at us and said, I really hope the next summary is in the Pantoum. I didn't even know how to pronounce it.
Pantoum.
Pantoum. She's like, I hope it's in Pantoum format. She's so nice. She's always talking. Hey, Coffee Confessor!
For those of you in the dark, the modern Pantoum is a poem of any length composed of 4-line stanzas in which the second and fourth lines of each stanza serve as the first and third lines of the next stanza.
Whoa.
The last line of a pantoum is often the same as the first.
Whoa, oh my god, did you do this?
He just wanted to give us a lesson.
Right.
As a shout out to
that's,
our
that's
fan.
What this edition is just to give a definition.
And
of
that
what a
was
pan.
Impossible. I need it.
Do you think?
Here's my boring summary.
It is well known that no one could ever do that.
Do we think Coffee Confessor will still like us in 3 months from now?
She had to get through the pre-intro that we just did.
Terrible.
All right, who's ready for a pantoum?
Yes, me.
Pantoum right. me.
All right. Within the depths of the Amber Tamblin, Exathanter leads a tour of the sarcophagi. So many gifts are offered up. How will the party choose? Exathanter leads a tour of the sarcophagi. Vague and evasive explanations of blessings abound. How will the party choose? Perhaps the rest will be refused. Vague and evasive explanations of blessings abound. The group's frustration builds and builds. Perhaps the rest will be refused. What will happen if no more are accepted? The host's frustration builds and builds. His rage begins to spill over. What will happen if no more are accepted? He won't take no for an answer. His rage is spilling over. Then Batwack accepts the gift of great presence and force of personality.
Oh,
he won't take no for an answer.
Oh.
Yeesh, we'll see what trouble that causes.
Oh.
Batwack accepts the gift of great presence and force of personality, but Rafina fights back and refuses.
Oh.
Yeesh, we'll see what trouble that causes. Yep, Exathanter is now truly pissed off. Rafina fights back and refuses. The Lich's minions are summoned to fight. Exathanter is now truly pissed off within the depths of the Amber Tamblin.
Oh my god, Eric! That was really good!
Anyway.
Yep.
Welcome to the Amber Tamblin.
That was really good, though,
thank
I have
you.
To say.
Are we recording?
Yo, God. We yes, recording? We are.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know.
Except for the pantoum, I like
that. That was really, really good. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just...
Are you crying over your own words?
Overcome.
It was so beautiful.
All right, so, yes, if you'll see, everybody is, I think, mostly properly arranged in Roll 20.
Okay.
What? Oh, am I supposed to be there then?
Yeah, we all just logged on, so it's fine.
I could have been doing
oh shit, and all these things just came out. I just realized I'm looking at the map. Mm-hmm. There's all these skeleton heads, the
flame skulls.
Is it called flame skulls?
They are okay. called flame skulls. That's
right. That's
right.
Easy to remember.
And it looks like on the map that amber golem up there is on the balcony, but he's below. I picked this floor, and we might have to, depending on where people decide to go, we may have to go.
Yeah, so what happened,
the different
like,
ones.
He grabbed Rafina.
He had grabbed her,
he
was trying to drag her
us,
deeper
yeah.
into the Tamblin.
Yeah.
Someone, I think it
was I
Rafina.
Was invisible.
Yeah, you were invisible and trying to, like, make her seem like she took the gift of flight
well,
or something.
Well, I was going to, but then...
Oh, right!
But then she didn't hear
oh,
me or something.
But the thing was that I was supposed to be able to see Will.
Right, yes, and Lank
yes.
could see me.
Lank can see Will.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lank had pulled out his hammer and was about to smack down. Something caused the Lich to let go of Rafina. Someone...
Hmm. That was me.
Oh, yes. I think you first tried to persuade him, and then I think you intimidated him.
Ooh, yeah, with your kingly powers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Wow. And we were all like, ooh. Like,
yeah. Did anything happen? What happened next?
And then...
I don't remember this from the pantoum.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now you gotta sit and write another
I gotta write four more stanzas. So he let go of you, Rafina. So you're not held. And everybody,
okay.
I think, was trying to, like, make it out of there. And he, called forth these
mm-hmm.
six
oh, right.
six flame
liches.
Skulls. He's a lich.
Oh, right.
Yes, these are flame skulls. They're up on the balcony above. There's six of them, and the amber. It was a statue, but it is now animated, golem style.
Golem style.
That's right.
Somebody needs to write that. Holy crap!
Yeah.
It's That's got to be you.
Me? Yep. Yeah, that's me.
And he had smashed through the doors to where all those piles of treasure was. It was just, there's a statue in there, but apparently he's has the power of movement. Maybe he took a gift.
Ooh.
So you've got a lich, you've got an amber golem, and 6 flame skulls to contend with. So how about everybody start with an initiative roll?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God, man. It's too good. I'm not ready. It's, 22.
Whoa. You often roll well in initiative.
16. All started with rolling initiative.
It did. It all started with the shoe on the wall. Shouldn't have been there at all. All right, 9 plus 3 is 12.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, can we only hope this is Wacky Wednesday?
Yeah, really.
We're all going to wake up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I gave away the ending.
Wacky Wednesday. Why is that? What Wednesday? Is that from? Is that Shel Silverstein?
No, it's...
What is that?
It's in one of those books that looks like it's Dr. Seuss, but it's not Dr. Seuss. Oh,
man, that sounds so familiar.
That shoe.
That's just your typical Wednesday, Katie.
That shoe on the wall. I threw it there in a fit of rage. It's stuck there forever.
Left a dent. Yeah. Oh, I lied. That's actually a 6, because the line's on the bottom, right? I know we have this discussion every time. So it's 9. I'm 9. A total of 9.
9!
So
okay.
Where are the... So Nick is there. Esmeralda's there.
Yes, she is.
The foul-mouthed cat is not there.
No.
Oh, yeah, where is she?
All right.
She's there.
No.
Is there?
She's there.
She's there.
She's there.
All right, so everybody's here.
For some reason, Abby has never moved her from outside the temple, so...
Oh, come on!
She's a catsicle.
Oh, okay.
Every time I try to move her, she swears at me.
You say that like it's a bad thing. That's a feature.
If I cast something, I'm not invisible anymore, correct?
Yeah. If you cast a spell or attack, then you lose invisibility.
So disappointing. Because that's, like, one of my spell slots, and I feel like Will is a giant... Not I feel like. I know he is not someone who's gonna be just revealing himself.
Well, you don't have to do attack or...
So there's an amber golem. There's all these skulls. How many skulls are there?
6.
6 skulls. And then there's Exathanter, and that's it?
Yep.
Okay.
And Bathwack, if you're talking about all of your enemies.
Right.
I put Bernard there. I don't know where he would be.
I
figured he wouldn't.
To me.
Well, you're invisible. I figured he wouldn't be.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't know where I am. Wait, I can't cast invisibility on him? No, I don't think you...
Maybe you did. I mean, you can use two targets.
Can I cast invisibility on
him?
Okay, but I wouldn't have because all I was trying to do was get around Bathwack. That's why I'm invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have we struck Exathanter at all?
No.
We haven't. Haven't actually...
Bathwack did with his steely gaze.
Ooh, okay.
Otherwise, no.
I think what I'm going to do... I don't think I'm going to cast anything, but I think I'm going to hope that my original plan might even stop things. I'm going to rush forward and pick Rafina up and make her look like she's zooming away, flying, hopefully. But you know what? If he starts attacking me, I'm going to just run away. That's terrible.
Don't give away the ending.
Don't give away. It sounded so nice, and then it was ruined. So yeah, I'm going to still, I can't grab the cat though, so hopefully the cat can run. I'm going to run and grab her. I'm still invisible, I'm just going to grab her and make her like zoom! She's little, I'm going to zoom her up and fly away.
You're going to like Dirty Dancing style her?
Yeah! I'm so disappointed she didn't run forward to me, but yes, Superman her out of the room. That's what I'm
You all hear to. Time of My Life muttered under somebody's breath. You're not sure where it's coming from.
And okay. I'm going to tell Bernard to go towards this other stairway. So it looks like...
He's at the eastern stairway.
I am assuming at this point that they're all going to be streaming down this stairway because we're all clumped together on this eastern stairway, at the bottom of this eastern stairway. So I'm going to pick her up and start running towards the western one, but still kind of further back in case they do come down these steps.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell Bernard to get away from the stairs so that he's not just eaten.
I will say, just because I don't know how clear I am, plus it's been a long time since you've encountered these skulls, they don't have legs or anything. They're floating.
Oh, so they can just fly down.
You would assume that they can, yes.
But maybe you want to intimidate them that way? I'm sure they're really able to be intimidated. They're flying, flaming skulls.
Yeah.
Probably insecure. Will has never encountered these, mm-hmm. and all we have encountered them, they were in the hallway kind of floating a few feet above the ground.
Yeah, so
maybe
might think
Will
they're
doesn't.
Like a hover.
Right, a hoverboard, but yeah. like not fly down this entire giant space right here. Cool. So I don't know. That's my thought.
I just wanted to make sure I was reminding everybody what they look like and was clear in my description.
So my giant long ass turn description, that's what I'm doing.
All right, so go for it.
So I can't move her though, but I'll.
Well, I can move me.
If you pick her up, you can.
But I won't. No, I'm kidding. I won't.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that how fast I can?
You'd have to enter her space to pick her up.
1, 2, 3.
No, that's
four.
Not true. That's not true. Don't listen to me.
Okay, one. Damn it! 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
4, 5, 6. So basically, I can get back.
Reach and then back up. Or not back up, but turn around.
Well,
and get
but
back
like
to
the
where
process
were.
Of. She's flying, and I'm going to say, like, if I can, like, I'm going to try to whisper creepily in her ear as I pick her up, but just say, like, can you cast anything to make it look like you are flying? Like, you did accept a gift, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, so where should I move me?
So I guess I'm going to go here, and then she should be somewhere near me.
On your space.
On my space. Uh-huh. There we go.
So
also, ahead. She cannot let me pick her up. I mean, that's up to you. Sorry, that's my that was my intent.
That was
oh no,
be
she'll totally let
question.
You.
Okay, because I don't want to pick you up against your will, against myself, my will against my will.
And I'm going to do a what's it called? My minor wonder cantrip to make it look like I'm flying. First I'll be delighted when it happens. Wait, has it happened yet?
Well, she picks you up, but you since you had a low initiative, we'll see if you're alive by the time.
Oh no.
All right, okay.
Your turn and, but this all happens simultaneously, so.
Of course. No spoilers.
But you can move Rafina, you can move her and you should be basically in Will Square.
Meow. Squished you.
And is there anything else?
I don't think I can do anything else if I don't want to reveal myself. The goal right now is to try to make it look, you know, it's not about a big fight. So he's got to try to salvage what he can without having to come to fisticuffs.
Okay.
I don't think I can do anything else, right? But I can move Bernard because I told him to run. So that's what I'll do.
All right. So you can move him. Right. Exithantris, what is going on? And it's Bathwack's turn.
He's easily confused. That's good.
All right. How much during my movement can I haul people onto horses or throw myself onto horses? Like, how much of my will use my action?
Let's see. I think mounting a horse might be a movement. I would say pulling somebody up though would be an action. Mounting takes half your speed. So if you have a 30 feet of movement, it takes 15 of that to mount.
Okay. Can I still use Steed's movement after that?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll run and jump on Steed.
Okay.
And I'll move closer to Lank. And then for the action, I'm going to try. So, this guy, Exithantra, is undead, right? Or unholy?
He is undead.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to try turn the unholy.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it with the holy symbol the holy symbol of Ravenkind.
Okay, just using that as the focus for that, not using any of its...
I think I will. So let's charge. See. I can expend 3 charges, and when I do so, undead have disadvantage on their saving throws.
Got it.
So, yeah, so I'll spend the charges and hold this up in the air and say a prayer.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So all the undead within 30 feet, which I think is only Exithanter.
Yeah, he's the only creature. He's the only bad guy within 30 feet at all. So.
Okay.
And none of the your party members are undead yet. So,
stop saying that.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead and remind me what that actual.
So he has to make a wisdom saving throw with disadvantage.
Okay.
Against the spell save. It doesn't say anything else.
Yeah, I would imagine so, sure.
Alright, so that's against 17.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Alright. So describe the physicality. Like, is there anything visible that occurs when you utter this prayer and lift your holy symbol aloft?
Imagine a bag of flour.
I actually didn't imagine anything like that. I imagine that Bathback is just praying and he's holding this symbol up in the air. And he's sort of holding onto Steed with his other hand and sort of rearing around toward dude, I can't think of his name. Exithanter. Yeah.
Exivictor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. So you utter your prayer and you hold forth your holy symbol of Ravenkind up, and it immediately catches his attention. He was watching Rafina float away almost gracefully from him. Might look a little unsteady, as if she's kind of running in midair, bobbing up and down a little bit.
With a big smile on her face, too.
But this catches him, his attention, and he whirls to look at you and the holy symbol, and his eyes widen, and then he starts to laugh.
Oh, crap.
Should have taken more gifts.
Uh-oh.
So your attempt there fails.
Okay.
Well, at least you tried.
Is there anything else?
I don't have any more actions.
Okay.
But if I still have movement, I would grab Link, but...
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to grab him. You could get as close to him as you want, because Steed has a lot of movement, but you're basically right next to him anyway.
Okay.
All right. And now it's Nick's turn!
Can't you yell at Link to be like, get on! That's not a movement.
That is true.
But Link can't.
He could. He could choose to do so on his next turn. I mean, he has to start from the hoof and climb up the leg.
True.
He could just swing on the tail like a vine.
Could do that.
That's dangerous.
That's dangerous.
All right. So, next turn, he's like, sorry that didn't work, Bathwack! I'll distract him! And he rushes up.
He sounds sarcastic.
Nick is never sarcastic. That sounded sarcastic.
Eric is always sarcastic.
So Nick is going to rush up to Exithanter with his rapier held out in front of him, and he's going to attempt to skewer him.
He's a skeleton. Nick, you dummy.
And that misses. It shoots right through his ribs.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It didn't hit any cartilage or meaty joints or anything, unfortunately.
Meaty joints.
Meaty joints. Meaty joints. Like Five Guys. Five Guys is one of my favorite meaty joints.
Like a meaty joint.
A barbecue place in Cold Spring. It's a good meaty joint.
I was thinking like it sounded like a meaty burrito because it's like a joint that you roll up. Like
oh,
a meaty joint. And somebody's gotta open open that burrito, please. Come on down to Meaty Joints. It's probably not very good Mexican food, but it's called Meaty Joints.
And you wouldn't even notice if it
good
was.
Good luck.
And now it's Esmeralda's turn. And she's like...
She even rolled higher than me? Jeez. Okay.
Everybody did.
Oh.
Sorry.
I actually like doing this. Go ahead.
Will's like, damn it, I wanted to go last.
Yeah.
No. And by that I mean Katie.
Yes, that's true. Will likes going first. Katie was like not prepared at all.
She's like, I told you we shouldn't have gone here! And she says, Alakazam!
Woo!
And...
She's, Rafina's rubbing off on her.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that's not what she wants to do. I don't know what that is.
Don't say Alakazam.
Yeah, she doesn't say Alakazam. That's the words for a different spell.
Will's mustache falls off.
Whoops, we don't want to do that.
All right. So, she says, Alakazubi! And,
my boobie falls off.
She pulls out a little vial of a holy water, and she whips it forth, and some drops fly forward towards Lank. Oh no, she runs forward. Damn it! There's a lot of different spells. She runs up to you, Lank, and she sprays this holy water right on you, and she casts protection from evil and good on you. You are protected against aberrations, celestials, fiends, fey, and undead. Creatures of those type have a disadvantage on attack rolls against you.
Nice.
Okay, I'm down with that.
And you also can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. Any of those types of creatures.
But you don't like fire.
That's still very true. You are terrified of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I already had that handicap.
And she says, be well, my friend.
Aw.
And,
thank you, Esmeralda.
And it's Lank's turn.
Huh. So, Bathwack, did Bathwack say to me, get on the horse?
No, Rafina told him to say it.
You're welcome to.
Well, if no one, that wouldn't immediately occur to him if... Well, I guess if you're racing right toward me.
You might think he's trying to trample you.
Nah, I trust him. I'll jump on the horse.
All right.
Wait a sec. Is Rafina still just sort of floating in the air off here
to
the side?
Not to you. She's being held up in the air by Will.
Right.
Oh, you can see Will.
But they're just sort of here.
They're where they are in the map, which is, 25 feet to the west of...
Lank's going to head over here and try to... Since Rafina seems to be the target.
I wanted you to do a Legolas horse
mount. That's exactly what I had in mind, but I was like, well, no, Lank would first be like, okay, I'm... Will's carrying Rafina, I'll block for Will.
No slow-mo Lank flying onto the horse.
This horse doesn't have a trunk.
Lank's,
was it an elephant? Oh, that was a different cool Legolas move.
Lank's
oh, yeah, you're right.
Football helmet and pads and...
Okay, so you move there. Any action you would like to take?
Do all the actions, please, Lank. All of them.
No, because he can see... From here, we can see all the skulls up on the second floor, right? And he can see that they're on fire, so he's a little bit apprehensive, but he's just getting himself ready mentally to face the fire.
Cool. All right. Would you like to ready an action?
Sure. I would ready, let's see. I think in this sort of heat of the moment, Lank would probably forget most of his gifts, other than that he can see Will. Mm-hmm. That's sort of automatic, so he's going to have his Warhammer ready to go.
Okay. And what, if anything gets within striking distance, you'll swat it? Okay, cool. Swat it. You'll swat it.
I'll just give it a little smack.
Alrighty. Now it is Exathanter's turn.
Uh-oh.
And he's a dick.
So he is going, he's still laughing from Bathwack's failed attempt there. And he is going to sort of mockingly, like, he'll do like the same gesture you did, Bathwack. He doesn't have a holy symbol, but like however you would have raised the symbol up, he will do a similar gesture with his hand and be like, "I'd like to see your god save you from this." And he turns his hand and points at you, and a green ray of energy shoots out at you. And you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
But it's green. That's his magic. No green magic can hurt Bathwack.
Yeah, dexterity is like the worst. So we have plus one to all the saving throws while here from the beacon. I don't think this aura of protection, you or a friendly creature. Okay, so that also helps me too.
Good.
So that's a total of plus, it'll be plus eight to whatever I roll.
Okay. That's good.
Which is a four.
Okay. All right. So that fails. let me roll some dice.
Oh my god, what? Oh my god.
This is not good.
Oh my god, is that like the 9th, 10th?
Let's make him lose count, guys.
Holy crap. 27, 3, there you go. All right. 4,
eight. You take 42 force.
Holy oh my god!
Oh. Are you still conscious?
Yeah, I'm not dead yet.
Holy moly.
That was what we like to call in the business disintegrate.
Disintegrate Bathwack.
Did his shell fall off?
It's like my shield is just falling to dust, I guess.
Bathwack sprouts a Will-styled mustache.
Oh my god.
And yeah, Will sprouts a shell.
Oh no! So undignified.
It's Wacky Wednesday!
Yeah, it shoots like a pinhole right through your shield. Psst, the bolt flies through you.
Ow.
Yeah.
I'm a jerk.
And I think he's going to stay where he is. And then it is the golem's turn. And the golem is going to... ka-chung, 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 ka-chung. It's going to stalk forward, each step booming through this giant hall. He's going to move past the statue and the column, and he's about 10 feet away from you, Will and Rafina.
He can't see me. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe he can.
You don't know.
Crap.
But he can't get far enough to do anything. Let's see there.
Where's what's-his-face? Which one of those things is Exathanter?
He is right by directly Nick. North of Nick.
Oh, that's him. Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
The giant Iron Man guy is the amber the red guy, golem. Right?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it is the Flame Skull's turn. Let's see how this goes. It's a lot to manage here. Okay. They all start cackling. And they all zoom forward towards you. They just...
This is amazing. You've got to come down on a mystical wave, please.
I can create water for them.
Well, if you could put them out, that'd be great.
I know. Yeah. I actually thought about doing that, but I just know it won't work.
Yeah, probably not.
It just won't work. I just know it won't work. Eric, will it work?
Right.
Try it.
No!
Okay. Then it won't work. So they're all like, they come zooming over the railing, down the stairs, just flying forwards, just counting squares here. Bear with me.
So they are very fast. Like, these squares, can I tell that that
they
is
are
really
moving
fast?
Faster than 30 feet.
Faster than I can run.
They move 40 feet. I can tell you that non-metally.
Jerks.
And then they all start, the flames start intensifying around them. They all start, the flames start glowing brighter and brighter.
Uh-oh.
And then out of them, each of their eyes, so two per skull, these fire rays shoot out at various ones of you. Various ones of you. One of them is too far away to hit anybody.
Oh, phew!
Good thing.
What a relief.
So they're fire rays? Are they lasers?
They're rays of fire.
Mm.
Everybody, look at your AC, because I'm going to say these fast, and then you guys have to tell me how many hit.
Okay.
Two rays hit you, or shoot at you. No, that's not true. They can't see you.
Yes!
Sorry. Rafina, two rays shoot at you. One is 22 to hit.
Ah!
And the other is 7 to hit.
Doesn't hit.
Lank, two rays shoot at you.
Everyone, remember that you have +1 from the beacon to AC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that only puts me at 17.
8 to hit, Lank. And 12 to hit.
Both miss.
Batwhack, two rays shoot at you. 18 to hit. And 7 to hit.
Good, those are misses.
Two rays shoot at Esmeralda. 13 and 22. That one's going to hit. And two rays shoot at Nick. So these guys seem to be sort of concertedly attacking. That's missing. And that hits. Okay. So, anybody who said they got hit.
Me.
For each ray that hit, take 18 fire damage.
Whoa. So if she's hit, is it like a physical force at all, or is it just fire, and does it catch on me because I'm holding her?
It does not catch on you.
So
how much did you say? 18?
I did. All right, so you can take your turn.
Woo-hoo. All right, my plan is I'm going to whisper to Will, okay, throw me at Exavanter.
And are you kidding me?
And I'm going to... Wait, why? Why? Is this dumb? So,
I love it so much.
It'll be a great story of how we died.
Yes, it'll be great.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Banishment as I'm being thrown. And I am something that is distasteful to the target, so I'm throwing myself at him.
Awesome.
I feel like Will would hesitate a lot to throw you at Exathanter.
Just do it!
Oh my god. But if she says that, like, he's like, no, at first. And then she says that, and he's like, all right!
And I'm wiggling, like, all of my extremities. Like a baby who goes spineless.
But also, like, he's so far away. I don't know if Will could toss a halfling
25 feet.
Just get a good arc.
I saw a slow pitch softball pitch.
Give me a strength check.
Oh my god.
Oh, come on.
I have terrible strength, man. I'm the worst person to throw you. I'm sorry.
Big money, no whammies.
Oh, because I can't move at all. It's not actually my turn. Oh no. 4.
Plus or minus what?
No, it's 4. No, I rolled a 5. It's -1. 4. Yep.
Nailed it.
Yeah. She gets there, right? It's perfect.
She
yes, go ahead.
She narrowly avoids smushing her cat.
Yeah, I know. It's right there. Oh no.
So wait, do I just fall on the floor?
No, you go like, you know, 8 feet or so before you hit the ground.
And I'm just like, oh, like it's just nobody can only Link can see my like horror at what I just did. Like, she made me do it. She told me to do it. It wasn't me.
Well, so I land on the cat, right? And then I bounce.
Right, of course.
Well, yeah.
And I continue my you know, path.
Mm-hmm. Though on the map, you move the cat. So, like, you smash into the cat, and the cat then flies.
He also doesn't like the cat.
I'm sure. He's allergic. So, banishment.
Yep. The target must succeed on a charisma saving throw or be banished.
Charisma saving throw. Okay, and what is your spell save DC?
15. Come on, come on, come on.
So, Exathanter puzzledly turns to you, Rafina, as you tumble and bump and bounce through the air and kick your cat.
Yeah!
Kitty.
Yep.
He looks like he's trying to, like, dodge out of the way, but he gets a face full of cat. The cat flies up into his face, and he says, and he disappears.
Oh, wow.
Yay!
No way.
That never happens to me.
And how long does that last? A minute?
Run. Oh, right. Shoot. Let's run.
Yeah. Make the best of it.
Oh, God.
What do the skulls do? They don't go away, too, do they? They must be really confused. Do they all sort of bump into each other?
You see all of their flaming eyebrows sort of like the left one raises. And they all tilt a little bit. Alrighty. He disappears. And it is Will's turn.
Okay. When Bathwack got on his horse, did it look like he was about to ride out? Or, like, I know he held up the holy symbol. Like, what are we... Will's trying to assess what the group, as a group, looks like they're doing. Because he wants to run away. Does anyone else look like they're about to run away? Or...
No.
No. Okay.
I don't think so. All Rafina right. doesn't.
Well, I definitely need to get away from this giant amber golem. How big is that thing? It looks terrifying.
It's big.
Great. It's high. You were about to say. How high is it? But, like, how big is it,
how
really?
How tall is it?
Yeah.
Is
it, like, 20 feet tall? Or?
I mean, it's pretty big. It's not human-sized. It is oversized. Well, the room it was in was 30 feet high. I'm going to say it's, like, 20 feet high.
All right,
Oh, I lied. It's 10. I said that before. 10 feet high.
Okay.
So not huge.
Okay.
But big.
God, we're like really surrounded too. And I'm still invisible and thus haven't been attacked. But I think I'm going to start making my way towards this stairway, I guess.
All right. So you're going to head towards the eastern stairway, a western stairway. Everybody's sort of clumped up on the eastern side of the room.
Like, I feel it's terrible, but, like, I haven't been attacked because I'm invisible and I don't want to give myself away because then I can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go pick Rafina up and try it again. Get out of here, everybody.
You pick a lank up.
Yeah.
You try.
Yeah.
He slips through your fingers.
Perfect.
It's too tiny.
See, I feel bad, but, like... What do I do?
Someone's got to tell the tale of how Rafina flew through the air and banished the lich before being murdered.
And this amber golem, is he made of, like, amber? Like,
solid,
like,
amber.
Like, he could be brittle.
Are there mosquitoes
amber...
stuck in him?
Yeah. Does he have dino DNA inside?
Life finds a way.
Because, like, rocks can be brittle. Like,
what's the hardness of amber?
Quick, I don't know. Quick.
I should know, but I don't.
So Will stands there for 6 seconds, dithering. Next.
54 seconds until the lich comes back.
I'm going to run this way towards the western stairway.
Okay.
It's 2 to 2.5 on the Mohs hardness scale.
That's pretty soft.
Yeah, that is really soft.
You put a divot in him.
And I'm going to throw a chromatic orb. Yeah, like, it's because I'm going wisely for this stairway, and there's only one skull in front of the stairway. So basically, I'm trying to make my escape. I'm going to throw a chromatic orb of... It could be acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, or thunder. I don't think any... Maybe acid or thunder, because cold... I don't know. It is cold here. They don't seem to care. They're made of fire. Poison, they're already dead. Thunder, maybe, like, will shatter the skull or something. So I'm going to try that. I'm gonna whirl my hands around.
Okay.
Purple, smoky, swirling sphere. And I whirl it baseball style at the skull in front of me as I try to make my way towards that stairway.
At risk of giving something away, I'm just very proud of you. You chose very wisely.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
So go ahead.
Plus 8 if I'm by Bernard. So 21.
That hits.
All right. 3, 9. I can't add. 16.
All right.
16.
So yes, that attack is very successful. You see some hairline cracks form in the skull as this thunderous energy swirls around him. It's a direct hit. Catch him square in the forehead.
But he can see me now because I guess I'm not invisible anymore. Crap.
But yeah, good job, Will.
I feel like I did not role play well there. I feel like he would just be invisible and run away.
Well, we'll see. Maybe you have an ulterior motive.
My only ulterior motive is that I was told so many times that I have to stay with these people. And also, they're the only ones that can kill Strahd, and I have to kill Strahd. So, there you go. That's my ulterior motive.
All right. Bathwack, your turn.
Oh, I need to heal myself.
Okay.
So, I do that.
When I think about you, I heal myself.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Who wants a quick exit on a horse?
Will, are you torn?
That sounds fun.
Yeah? All right.
That sounds fun.
So I'll, all right, so I'll ride over next to Rufina.
Okay.
Can I... Oh, I have to wait for her to get on. Can I pull her on? No, that's probably an action.
You can use your action to pull her on, but I guess you said you healed yourself.
Yeah, I already healed myself.
Okay.
Crap. I can't stick around here.
You're just going to leave without me, aren't you?
No, I'm tempted, but... Bathrock would stay.
Yeah.
Alex would run.
Yeah, I know. Even though I just killed your lich. No, I didn't kill him. I just banished him.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, as long as I'm close to you guys, you'll get some bonus. There's nothing else I can really do.
Okay. So you're kind of, for the listener, you're kind
Someone
of
surrounded get on the horse.
By...
Let's go.
Surrounded by Lank and Nick and Rufina.
No, wait, hold on. These guys can move. So why am I going closer to them when they can come over by me? Right?
Right.
That's why would I go closer to that golem when I have 5 flame skulls that can kill me over here?
So you do like a cute little, you like trot up, you have do a little prance in a circle, and then you go back to where you were standing.
Yeah. Is it a horse show?
Yeah, some dressage in the downtime while the lich is gone.
All right, I mean the other, hold on. Yeah, I'm basically, yeah, I'm doing figure eights around everyone because I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing this turn.
Get on! Get on! Yeah.
Maybe I can
draw. What are you doing?
Maybe I can draw some of these guys away, and then if you guys are slow running, I'll come back. So I'm gonna go up the stairs. I'm not.
Oh my god!
I'm not running away. Not yet. Maybe if you all die next turn, but
you'll keep your options open.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't remember how fast Steed is.
Pretty fast. I think it's 60, isn't it?
60. Yeah. So each one is 5?
Yeah, each square is 5 feet.
All right. Well, then I'll run up here somewhere. I'm not going to use all 60, but I'll run up to the top of the landing.
Okay.
And
as you you kind of like push through the skulls, they flame up menacingly at you, but they don't take any opportunity attacks against you.
Okay. Hmm. So now they close to this range, and one of them didn't attack. So
yes, the one on the far left, the far west.
Yeah. So I'd like to try to go out of range just to encourage them to move toward me.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
and maybe survive another turn.
I'm gonna use that next time. I was trying to draw all the enemies towards myself.
Like Bathwack.
In order to save you all. Like
just
the hero.
Just envisioning the
Bathwack.
Next time we have a battle, Will is disappearing over the horizon using fly. It's just like, I'll draw them away. The enemies haven't even looked over toward us yet.
Oh my god.
Yeah, true.
Yep. True. Well, I think we all see him do this, man. Mm-hmm. Will is going to be completely appalled by Bathwack.
Appalled?
No, I mean, like, he...
You just start slow
Bathwack.
Clapping.
That's how it's done.
No, he's the one that's supposed to save everyone. At least that's how he
Oh, Bathwack, you grow a mustache.
That's what happens when you run away in this game.
All right, it is Nick's turn. And he says, what, did Bathwack just literally ride his horse through every square inch of this room? I don't understand what just happened.
Cool, I'm going to do it too. If I had a horse.
Yeah.
He'll say, watch out, Rafina, there's a statue! And he's going to run over and he's going to try to stab it with his rapier.
Why is he being so dumb?
Oh, Nick.
Because he knows of its Mohs hardness scale.
Tink! That's what happens.
Oh no.
You all hear this tink echo through the chamber.
And it's Peter Pan! Jason Tinker!
I was gonna say, yeah,
tink!
Sharpen his sword.
Yeah, unfortunately, Nick's rapier is made of talc, which is a one.
Yes!
On the hardness scale.
You want to know why he knows that? We were literally talking about Mo's hardness scale maybe a day and a half
or
ago.
Like that, yeah.
That's how, because I was a geology major, we were talking about Mo's hardness scale. Nerds.
That's hysterical.
It's weird that it came up again tonight.
Right?
It's a sign.
It is.
I don't know what for. Let's give that some thought.
All right.
Leave us a comment in 3 months. And we'll think, when the hell did we ever talk about the hardness scale in the podcast? That's idiotic.
So, Esmeralda is going to say, where are you going, you fucking idiot? Let's get out of here! And she is going to run over towards Will and the western staircase, even though she's kind of near the eastern staircase. And then she is going to cast Magic Missile, I think. She's going to cast it at third level, which means she gets a total of 5 glowing darts. And she is going to cast 4 of those bolts at the skull at the bottom of the staircase, and then 1 at the one to the east of that. They're all kind of in a line, sort of near the bottom of the staircases across the room. So the 2 on the western end of the room, most of her fire is going to be focused on the 1 right at the bottom of the stairs.
Where I was trying to run out.
Yes, sweet. Exactly. All right. And as we all know, Magic Missile hits automatically. Mm-hmm. And doesn't do much damage depending on how she rolls. It's a lot of rolling d4s though, Rafina, so you're probably not interested. So that's
I'm very interested.
So that's 14 damage to the red one and 2 damage to the one I have labeled as blue. And then it's Lank's turn.
Hooray.
Hooray.
All right. Now, Exathanter isn't there.
He disappeared. He was banana-nanished.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lank is looking at these skulls. Are they still approaching, or are they holding their position right now?
Well, it remains to be seen. They all kind of screamed down from the balcony towards you. Now people are kind of scattering, so looks like some maybe preparing to reverse direction. But they're kind of, they don't seem to have one single direction right now. It's a little confusing.
Lank, it may be hard to tell, given the lighting in this room, but Lank is becoming increasingly pale as the fire gets closer. Mm-hmm. But he's going to just grip his hammer tighter and try not to run backwards. try not to flee. He's going to try to stand his ground.
Okay. And again, same deal, ready same, to smack something same deal. If something gets to you.
Nobody's in immediate, I'm looking around here, nobody's in immediate danger of being attacked, right?
Nick is adjacent to the Amber Golem. And
I keep looking at that thing and thinking that's Exathanter.
Oh, nope.
So, that'd the Amber Golem's great. Not on fire.
Nope.
Oh, that's a perfect thing for Lank to deal with.
This is why I'm backing up.
Yeah. I'm not a coward. I just smashed something made of amber, which I'm told is rather
soft. I'm just pissing myself because I had to go.
Yeah. Why were you pissing yourself? Okay.
My mom always told me it hurt. It you could damage something if you held it too long.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.